Welcome, everyone. We are inviting you today to go deeper, to enter and access the heart of God. And today I want to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 3. This is one of the core scriptures of this church. It says there, "But the moment one turns to the Lord with an open heart, the veil is lifted and they see. Now, the Lord I'm referring to is the Holy Spirit. And wherever He is Lord, there is freedom. And we can all draw close to Him with the veil removed from our faces. And with no veil, we all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. We are being transfigured into His very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another. And this glorious transfiguration comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." So before we start today, I would like to pray for every single one who will be praying with us tonight, that the veils will be taken off from our eyes, from our hearts, so we can see clearly, so we can behold the glory of Jesus clearly. In the name of Jesus, we remove all hindrances and anything that can hold you away from experiencing His glory, His presence. We thank You, Jesus, for the access that You have given us through Your blood, that we can enter the Holy of Holies, that the veil was torn once and for all, and nothing can hold back to behold You. Nothing can withhold us to behold You, to see You, to experience You, to know You, to love You, to drink from You, Jesus. We're entering the heart of Father. We're entering the glory realm with the confidence, with boldness, sprinkled by the blood, sprinkled by the holy blood of Jesus, completely washed, redeemed, and justified. We're here to behold You, Jesus, and to transform into Your likeness. Let all veils will be removed. Anything that separates from gazing at You, Jesus, we're stepping into You. We're stepping into You, Jesus, to have communion with You today, Jesus, to be unified with You, to be transformed into You, to experience Your glory without any limitations. There is no limitations in the Spirit. There is no limitations. And we ask You, Holy Spirit, to take Your church there today, to take the church into the realm of glory, where she will gaze upon Jesus, where she will behold him with faces lifted up into the glory realm. Just lift up your hands and lift up your faces into glory realm. This is where Jesus is. He's waiting for you. He says, come up here, because the door is open. Come up here to experience me, to know me, where I can reveal the mysteries to you, the mysteries of the Spirit. Jesus, transform us, Jesus. Jesus, we're looking at you. We're beholding you in awe. Jesus. Oh, behold him. The veil is torn and nothing is separating you. The veil is torn. You are given full access. You are sprinkled by his blood. And you have right to stand amidst of his glory, in the heart of his presence. You have an invitation to step over the threshold that separates the human thinking and the heavenly realm. Oh, we're stepping over the threshold today to go deeper. Deeper.
Step into the throne room. Step into the throne room. Step into the throne room. Through the open gate. Through the open gate. Through the open door of the throne room. Through the open gate of heaven. Step in. Step in. Be in awe before His majesty. Be in awe before such power and might. Come worship wonderful Yahweh, arrayed in all His splendor, bowing in worship as He appears in the beauty of His holiness. Give Him honor. Give Him the honor due to His name, Yahweh. Give Him the honor due to His name, Yahweh. He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. He is the breath of life. Worship Him wearing the glory garments of your holy priestly callings. Worship Him wearing your holy garments of your priestly calling. He calls you a priest. A priest is someone who has direct access to God. You have direct access to God, and He calls you in. He calls you deep. He calls you in, and He calls you deeper. I cannot look away. We cannot. We cannot find another one like you. There is no one like you. There's nowhere I'd rather be. There's no face I'd rather gaze on. There's no eyes I'd rather lock with. There's no fire, no other Holy Spirit that I would rather have inside of me. Oh, let Him in. Step in. Step in through the gates of worship. Step in. worship overflows with our every breath, and nothing else is needed. And nothing else is needed. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh,
Yahweh.
Oh, just say His name, breathe His name. Worship Him.
We go.
I am changed, changing still, as I look upon you, Lord, and believe. Now I know I have seen your glory that cannot be unseen. I am changed, changing still, as I changing still as I
just want to release something. There is a fragrance that is being released through the worship, through dedication, through those who are living sacrifice to their beloved one. There is a fragrance, there is aroma, there is a heavenly spices are being released in the atmosphere. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, it says, God always makes His grace visible in Christ, who includes us as partners of His endless triumph. Through our yielded lives, He spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere we go. We have become the unmistakable aroma of the victory of the Anointed One of God. A perfume of life to those being saved, and the odor of death to those who are perishing. The unbelievers smell the deadly stench that leads to death, but believers smell the life-giving aroma that leads to abundant life. Lord, we thank you for this aroma. We thank you for the fragrance. Let it rest on every believer, on every child of God. We just release this aroma in the atmosphere. Heavenly fragrance, heavenly perfume over every single one. This is the aroma of life, Lord. Every single one today, Lord. Those who are connected to us, those who are praying with us today, your heavenly aroma. Yes, there is so much fragrance is being released. So much fragrance in the atmosphere. It brings life. It carries life. Thank you, Jesus. And it resurrects. It resurrects your aroma. Resurrects the dead bones, dead destinies. Your heavenly fragrance goes ahead of us. Before we enter, your heavenly aroma goes before us and follows behind us. For those who yielded their lives to you, Jesus, let the fragrance of heaven. Fragrance. We are carriers of your fragrance. We are, Lord, we're carriers of your fragrance. And there's perfume of heaven is released during intimate worship, during deep, deep worship. Special heavenly perfume reserved for the bride. Only bride can activate that perfume and release it into the atmosphere. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We release with our adoration, with our dedication. We release that perfume to you, Jesus. We release that perfume, Lord. Perfume of our love. Perfume of our passion. There is perfume. There is fragrance. There is aroma that fills up this atmosphere. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are inhaling the fragrance of heaven. We are inhaling the fragrance of heaven and it deposits in us. Thank you, Jesus. Its residue stays on us. There is aroma on God's children. There is aroma. There is aroma. There is fragrance. Thank you, Jesus. The deep, deep worship. The deep, deep worship. We worship you, Jesus. When you worship, you release that fragrance into the atmosphere. The true worshipers who worship in spirit and truth release the heavenly fragrance. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And this is happening tonight. This is happening tonight. The fragrance of your knowledge rests on us and it becomes visible. And it becomes visible to angelic realm and to demonic realm. It becomes visible. It becomes visible. It becomes visible. The children of God are visible. They're not hidden anymore. They're visible. The glory of Christ is visible through His children and through His bride. His glory is visible. Jesus, let your aroma spread. Let your aroma spread in the atmosphere. Let your aroma surround us. Worshiping church, release that fragrance. Release the fragrance of your love. Release the fragrance of your passion. Release the fragrance of worship. Release it. Let this fragrance arise. Let those spices of your love will arise to the throne room. Let your King enjoy and be pleased with aroma that you are releasing with your worship. We worship you. You. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Our beautiful King. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. Beautiful King. We worship you. Be manifested. Let the fragrance of heaven be manifested tonight. Let the spices of heaven be manifested tonight. Open up the senses, Holy Spirit. Open up the smelling senses. Open up, Holy Spirit. King is here. Jesus. Mm.
Jesus pulling on my heart to call those who don't know him yet to come to him. And you don't have to come up front. If you want to, you can. But from where you are, you could stretch out your hands. And you don't need to do much. You just need to look at the one on the cross. You need to look at the one on the cross. Say, I receive you, Jesus. I receive you, Jesus. You have suffered for me, and you lifted me up, and you united your life with mine. You took my death, you took my sin, and you bore it on the cross. You gave me eternal life, and I will follow you. And I will follow you. And I will follow you into eternity. I will follow you till my very last breath. This is my yes to you. 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 It's just me and you. I have died with you, and I have resurrected with you. I have died with you, and I have resurrected with you. And everything I am, and everything you are, we are one. My old identity has been co-crucified with Christ, and no longer lives. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the Anointed One lives his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me, dispensing his life into mine. We receive that, Jesus. We receive that you are our truth. You are our Lord and you are our life. You are the Lamb crucified. Oh, and now I know. And now I see that there is no longer anything in between. And now they know. And now they see that there's no longer anything in between. And now I know. And now they see that you're the only one who lives in and outside of me. This is who you are, and this is who I am in you. This is who you are, and this is who I am in you. There is no distinction, there is no separation. Life and death, stepping into life with you, going onto the cross with you, because now I know this is my life, and now they see that there's nothing between them and you, there's nothing separating you from them, because it's your blood, it's the cross, it's the body, it's your blood, and it's your cross, and it's the body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Christ crucified. Christ crucified, the Lamb seated on the throne. And I'm seated at his right hand. And I am seated at his right hand with a new life, with new breath, resurrected with him, alive with him, resurrected with him and alive with him. This is my life. This is my testimony. You are my Jesus. You are personal and I call you mine. God, you are personal and I call you mine. You are my life. You are my testimony. You're the one who spilled the blood and broke your body. You're the one who spilled your blood and broke your body. Oh, I eat and I drink. I eat and I drink. I eat and I drink. And I call myself yours, and you call me yours. You call me by name. You call me by name. You call me by name. Who I am in you, and who you are inside of me, who you are outside of me. One and only. One and only. One and only. You're the one and only. That you are so easy, that your presence is so easy. You're so easy. Oh, we come to you in reverence. We come to you in awe. What a King, what a Lamb, what a God, what a Father, what a Son, what a Spirit. What a Father, what a Son, what a Spirit. Oh, the Reverend God, the Reverend King. And now I know, and now I see that there is no in between. There's nothing between. There's nothing between you and I. And now they know, now the world knows, and now the world sees that there is no in between. There is no in between. You tore the veil wide open. You tore the veil wide open. You tore the veil wide open and said, come up here. And said, come up here. Come into the heavenlies. Come into the heavenlies. And sit on my throne with me, my bride, my son, my daughter, my groom, my bride. You're our groom, and we're your bride. You're our groom. And we're your bride. You're our groom. And we're your bride. Beloved, beloved, the name of the King, the name of the King. Higher and higher, deeper and deeper, and there's nothing in between. Higher and higher, deeper and deeper, and there's nothing in between. You and I have been fused together. You and I have been fused together, deeper and stronger than bone and marrow. Deeper and stronger than bone and marrow. We have been united. We have been made one. And I no longer live alone. I no longer walk alone. I no longer see alone. I no longer think alone. Our beautiful Jesus, our beautiful brother, the beautiful Son, oh, the darling of heaven, the darling of heaven is on the inside, is in you, is in your mother, is in your father. And he walks and he breathes and he talks with us. He's in joy with us. He is in joy with us. Oh, he rejoices. He rejoices at the bride. He rejoices at your yes. He rejoices. He rejoices in you. He rejoices in you. He rejoices in you. He rejoices in you. Thank you, beloved. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, my King. Thank you. Oh, you are sovereign and you reign. You are outside and on the inside. Separate us from you. Oh, there is no separation. That is our joy. That is our joy, that there is no separation from you. We cannot separate ourselves from you. We cannot. And that is a joy. And that is a joy. And that is our joy. And that is our joy. And that is our joy. To spend eternity with you, to spend every breath with you. It is a joy. It is a joy. It is a joy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Forever and ever, forever and ever, every night and every morning. We don't stop breathing your name. We don't stop glorifying you. With every breath. With every breath. And into eternity with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I bless everyone. I just pray that there is no period ever. It's on and on, deeper and deeper, and it never stops. We never stop. We never stop. Just more and more. Amen.